Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship and prayers. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace, your support, your guidance to us from morning to now, through all our assignments and duties, responsibilities and struggles that we are passing through. You are with us, you are helping us, and you are strengthening us with your love and kindness and your mercy and your hope and your support. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Let your name be lifted up and let your name be magnified and glorified. We ask you, Lord, to give us strength to go on and save you. I pray for the protection of all the church members and workers from COVID-19, from this pandemic, and I pray that no one will be forced to take the vaccine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you continue to provide for us, maintain the jobs, the visas, all the things that we need in our lives, oh God, to continue to serve you, all the logistic needs. Oh Lord, give us favor from you and from men, from all the governments here in UAE and other places where the church spread, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India and Sri Lanka and Philippines, in Australia and America and Malawi and Sierra Leone. Grant us favor, O God, from you and from men, from the governments, that will be protected, will be well provided, that you do miracles and wonders, reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to pray for their salvation. We continue to pray that you give them vision and dreams so that they will see you, they will believe you are the true God and we are your servants. We pray for blessing upon each and every family, parents. I pray blessing upon each and every elder, pastors, leaders of the church to go on in serving you, Lord. Inspire us, all of us, with one mind, one vision, to go on and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that each and every one of us to manifest in our lives more love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, perseverance, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, generosity, humility, and faith, so that people will see you through our lives. I pray that more souls to come to you, more souls to repent, more souls to receive water baptism. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted. I pray for more congregations to be planted. I pray for, Lord, for more prayer warriors to be raised up. I pray for more people to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. I pray for the gifts of speaking in tongues, interpretations of tongues, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of evangelism, gift of teaching, gift of pastoring, prophesying, gift of leadership, the gift of giving, generosity. Lord, we pray all the gifts that we need, the talents, the skills that your church in need provide for us in the name of Jesus. Even Lord, we pray this time, anoint the worship, O Lord, and use it mightily, O God. I pray, anoint the instruments, the prayers, and also the word of yours and the giving. Oh God, let your name be lifted up, let your name be glorified. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, as we worship, as we give you praise, show your power, show miracles, deliver people from bondages of sin, of immoralities, of witchcraft. Show your power, oh God. Clap your hand to the Lord. Showed your power, you have set people free, that you have set sheep from bondages, you have saved people, you have done miracles, you have opened doors. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Bring us, Lord, into most holy place to hear from you, your voice, to keep us still, to direct us, to inspire us with your plan and your will. We bless you, magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Look at it.
Yes, O Lord. We continue to trust in you. And we continue to obey your word that you are sending us. And apply it in our lives. Because we know, Lord, your word is true. And you will protect us. You will guide us. You will provide for us. And you will continue to do that till you come and take us with you in heaven. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to the Lord. As he had blessed us, let's bring our portion to him. And for Lord, we thank him and praise you. Come before the name of Jesus. Bless this amount of tithes and offering and first fruit multiplied and use it to preach your word. I pray, bless your people, O God. Open the windows of heaven and bless them as they obey you. And pour out so much blessing in their lives. They will have no place to keep and rebuke, Lord, the devourer in their life. That no pestilence, no fines, no sickness, no penalties, no theft or stealing come near your people. Establish the work of your hands in their life. Let all nations know that they are blessed by you. We thank you, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today to speak about how to take right decision, and we have said before that the church should endure to raise up men and women of the Lord so that they can be able to lead others and help them to take the right decision and implement the will of God in their life. We continue to speak today from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we had read and explained the first three verses. We will continue today. I will read from verse 1, and when we reach verse 4, we continue. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, up to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy liquor, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Verse 4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. And we bless you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that you sent to us on time to help us to persevere, to obey, to apply them in our lives. I pray for the clarity of the message. Put verses and scriptures and words from your throne into my lips to encourage and teach your people your ways. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 4, it says, the one who ruleth well his own house. Bishop should know how to rule his own family and lead them into obedient life in the fear of the Lord. He should manage his house well into the plan of God, into the strategic plan that God had prepared, spiritually also, into the good will of God, and in accordance of the good plan that he had for all his family members and his children, covering all aspects of life, education, stewardship, finances, management, you know, even to his own children, that he should lead each and every one of them in the plan of God that he has for each and every one of them. The word ruleth. The meaning of the word ruleth, it means to be over or to be a superintend, to preside over, someone to be in charge, to protect, to be a protector or guardian, to give aid, to care for, to give attention, to profess honest occupation towards his family. This is not only the criteria of a bishop, but this is the criteria of every godly father over his family. The word ruleth had been repeated in other places in the scriptures. Romans chapter 12, verse 8. Let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 8. The word ruleth is also mentioned. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy. So here the rule here is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The bishop should be diligent to rule his family, his wife and his children. And he need to continue to rule them. He need to continue to rule his wife until they separate them. And he need to continue to rule his children into the plan of God that he has for each and every one of them, even unto marriage. And even after marriage, he continued to impart to them the faith. In verse, and also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12, the Greek word of rule is also present here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Those, the word over you here is the those who are ruled over you. And the bishop is to labor for the well-being of his family in all aspects, securing good things and the future for them, and keep admonishing them and leading them into the right way of life. When you say here, his children should submit to him in the fear of the Lord as he is imparting to them the faith and the daily message of God in their lives. When we read, having his children in subjection with all a gravity, they need to take the message that they are receiving from their father in a sincere way, understand it and apply it in their life as their godly father is giving the message to them. The word subjection, it means obedience and subjection, or the act of subjecting to the will of God. This is also repeated in other places in the Bible, so we can understand that we need to take the teaching and implement it in our life as it is coming from the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 13, Apostle Paul, he said, while by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God, for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. The people in the church of Corinthians, they were under subjection and they give to the Lord for the gospel of Christ when they hear the message and the call of God. Here Apostle Paul described the giving in the church of the Corinthians was their subjection to the gospel of truth. Also, the worst subjection we can read about it in Galatians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, when some people infiltrated the ranks of the Galatian churches and they want to teach about circumcision. Apostle Paul wrote, and he said, and that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us into bondage. So there was a false teaching, to whom we gave a place by subjection. No, not for an hour. He refused to subject to such kind of false teaching, so that the truth of the gospel will be revealed. So here the word, when he said that his children should subject to him in the gravity, they should really take seriously the word of God that they receive from their father and implement in their lives. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5 say, for if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? And that's true. He must implement the teaching in his house and to set an example and over his wife and over his children, whatever strategic plan of God, he need to implement it in their life before he go to help others and direct them how to implement this in their lives. Now there is one thing here I want to speak about, this point. Certain bishops, when God called them to lead the church, the congregation, they are the first convert in their family, their wives and their children, they are not yet in faith. So what we need to do in that case? If these bishops are obedient to the call of God and obedient to the rest of the scriptures, then the church should continue to help them and allow them to do the work of bishop until the wives and children will come to faith, because they are faithful to the calling of God in their life. Now there's another situation. I encourage such people to continue to lead the congregations, and I support them because they are doing the right things that God wants them to do. And we need to be patient with their children and their wives till they come to their faith. And there are certain times, certain bishops, they are willing to implement the teaching, and they are willing to rule over their families, their wife and their children, with the will of God and the word of God. But certain times, their wives, the bishop, his wife, or their children, they were opposing the truth. He wants to rule them. He is doing all what he need to do to obey God, but the wife is not willing, and the children, they are fighting back against the truth. What the church should do? The church should support such kind of bishop. God wants such people to lead the church because they are willing to obey. I have some leaders and bishops with me. I support them because they are really willing to rule their wives and children with the will of God and the word of God. In verse 6, studying the criteria of the bishop, not a novice, lest being lifted up with the pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. The meaning of novice, the bishop should not be a novice. It means he should not be a beginner, a learner, or he is still under training. He should not yet having the If he had not yet received the required experience to do the work of God, he should not be having the bishop post. You know, the point here, why if he has no experience? Because experience means that he has trials and hardship enough that he passes through in his life, and these trials and hardship in his life had added to him humility and the rest of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know, people will be more humbling down and put aside their pride when they are passing through trials and hardship of life as God is allowing them to go through. So those who are having trials, had committed their ways to God, and they start to trust God, and that will add to them experience. People who are in long serving the Lord, their experiences and their testimony also speak about their faithfulness and their perseverance and their willingness to continue to serve the Lord. So they are fit for the position. When you say, let's be lifted up with a pride, he falls into the condemnation of devil. Putting a person in a position of bishop with less experience and giving him power and authority may corrupt the person and inject him with a pride that the devil would use to push him to do other wrong things. When you say he fall into the condemnation of the devil, the devil may use the pride of the person if he is not experienced, if he is not having much trials and hardship in life. He may be put into troubles by the devils. There are churches who appoint bishops or church leaders, or they purchase their pastors. That's not correct. What is correct is that the pastor needs to plant the church. He should be the one to labor and gain his position by service and not by someone else appoint him over a work that he did not labor and work for it. Let's move now to verse 7. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of devil. The bishop, the leader, should have good report from those who are outside, so that his life will be a good testimony for others to come to the Lord. But in a certain time, when the bishop is strict about implementing holiness and condemning sin and dealing with sin, those who hate the truth, they will hate him. In that case, he will have bad reputation. And that's correct what he is doing. Certain bishops, they do good work. They are working for the welfare and well-being of the people and the society around them, and they have good reputation. And others who are strict, and because they are non-compromising life and messages, that cause people to hate them. In that case, we need to understand why people hate the person. Not because he is not good, but because he is doing the right things. When he say, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil, if the bad reputation of the bishop had come because of sin or sinful practice in his life that he did not repent from, like woman, like drinking alcohol, like stealing, that will cause him to be in bad reputation and also will be not a good testimony and will be bad example and negative example to those outside, that they will be not going toward the Lord because of the bad example. That, in such a way, the mystery will be a blend, and that will affect the word of God. When he say, lest you fall into the reproach and the snare of the devil, the snare of the devil, if there is a sin in his life and have not dealt with, the devil will use it and put a snare around him, that he will bring more harm to the ministry and the church. Sin in the life of those who lead may bring them more sin, like there'll be more fighting, telling lies, stealing, doing injustice, falling into moralities and corruption. That is, by now we had outlined the criteria of the bishop. Let's all stand in God's presence. Examine yourself now and see how much you are observing of the instruction that the Lord has given us in his word. This message is not only for bishop, but for everyone who wants to serve God. God wants you to possess these criteria so that you can lead others. You can lead yourself, you can lead your family, you can lead the others and people around you. And let's come now to the Lord. Repent of your sin. If you are doing wrong, if you are disobedient, time for you to repent, so that the Lord will take you to serve him. Oh God, I pray for the conviction in the life of your church and your people to repent and come back to you, Lord. Oh God, I pray for holiness. I trust you, Lord, that you sent this word of yours for a purpose. I pray and I trust there is a fruit in the life of each and every member of your church that is hearing the message. I believe, Lord, that you do miracles. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for the new servants and workers. We need people responsible, oh God. Raise them up in the name of Jesus, that they can manage their life well, their families, oh God, and even, oh Lord, the people around them. You deserve the glory, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church. We magnify you. We adore you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, take your message and spread it. God bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and keep us from harm so that we are not forbidden. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.